Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have part two of the arrest and liberation of the Alter Rebbe. I want to wish everybody a Shana Tova, B'limud HaChassidus, B'darkei HaChassidus, Kaseivu V'sei Chaseimu. That is, that we should all be written and sealed for a good year in learning Chassidus, and in the ways of Chassidus. And that is that we should, of course, have a nice Chassidic story for tonight. And here it is. When the Alter Rebbe was in prison, he spent part of the time in his prison cell and part of the time being interrogated by the Senate, by a very, very powerful part of the government. They would ask him many questions, and he had to explain satisfactorily how he wasn't actually guilty of any crimes that he was accused of, but on the contrary, he was doing good things. And many questions were asked, and he had to spend many hours answering these questions. So to get back and forth between his prison cell and the interrogations, he had to cross over a river. And so, of course, he was taken under guard on a boat, and this boat crossed over the river that divided between these two places. And there was a boatman. There was somebody in charge of the boat who made the boat go and stop. One night, the Alter Rebbe was riding in this boat, and it came time for Kiddush Levana. There was the appearance of a moon, and it was the right day of the month, or one of the right days of the month, to say Kiddush Levana. And so the Alter Rebbe asked the boatman to please stop the boat so that he could stand up and say Kiddush Levana. The boatman said, "I'm the boatman, you are a prisoner. I don't have to listen to you. I'm not going to stop the boat." The boat then stopped by itself. Obviously, Alter Rebbe, through his tefillah or however he did it, was able to stop the boat and didn't need the boatman to stop the boat. The Alter Rebbe then said the first paragraph of Kiddush Levana before the bracha in the Nusach HaRisidur. And then the boat went on. The Alter Rebbe then asked the boatman again, "Can you please stop the boat so I could say Kiddush Levana?" Now the boatman understood that it was really the Alter Rebbe who was in charge of this boat, that the Alter Rebbe could make it stop if he wanted to, or he could make it go if he wanted to, even if the boatman didn't want those things to happen. Therefore, he said to the Alter Rebbe, "Okay, I will stop the boat for you to say Kiddush Levana, but would the Rebbe please write a bracha for me? Give a bracha to me and write it down." And so the Alter Rebbe wrote down a bracha for him on a piece of paper, and he gave it to him. The bracha basically said that he should be successful in his work and should rise up in rank in the government and become very wealthy. And he gave the paper to the boatman. Of course, the boatman stopped the boat. The Alter Rebbe stood up and said Kiddush Levana all the way through. And then after that, the Alter Rebbe finished, and of course, the boat went on. Now, many years later, there was a particular chassid who was a very wealthy businessman, and he was meeting with a high government official. And on the high government official's desk, there was a glass to protect the things that were under the glass. And under the glass, that is on top of the desk and under the glass, there was a note written in Hebrew. Chassid was very interested in this. Why does a government official have a note written in Hebrew? And he saw, when he looked closer, that it was the Alter Rebbe's writing, the Alter Rebbe's handwriting. And he read the note. He was amazed. He said to the government official, "What's with this note?" Government official explained that it was his father who was in this story. His father was the boatman. And the Alter Rebbe's bracha, sure enough, came true. That his father, after that, did not remain a boatman, but he began to go up in rank until he became a very important person in the government. And he, the government official said, was his son. He's the son of the boatman who became an important official. And you see, he said, "I'm also an important official in the government. And my father became very, very wealthy, and I'm very wealthy." And it all comes from the bracha of the Alter Rebbe. That's why I have this bracha under the glass on my desk. The previous Rebbe commented on this, that it's a wonder that the Alter Rebbe gave this bracha and this note to this non-Jew. And he doesn't answer the question of why was it that he did that. But he does explain something else. The previous Rebbe said, when he was young and he first heard this story, I think he said he was 9 years old, he didn't understand why the Alter Rebbe didn't say Kiddush Levana when he himself made the boat stop. Why did he have to let the boat go again, ask the boatman to stop the boat, and only then stand up and say Kiddush Levana? But later on, the previous Rebbe said he understood, because Torah mitzvahs has to be according to nature. We live here in a natural world, and therefore we have to serve Hashem according to nature. And yes, the Alter Rebbe can make the boat stop by miracle, but that's not the way we serve Hashem, generally speaking, not through miracles. We serve Hashem generally through nature. And therefore, it was important that the boatman should stop the boat. The Alter Rebbe should ask him to stop the boat, and he should agree to the request and stop the boat. And then the Alter Rebbe would say, Kiddush Levana. And so even though Hashem does many miracles for us, all the time he does miracles, but nevertheless, when it comes to our Torah mitzvahs, we should expect that it should be done according to nature. And that's because we're not trying to bring earth up to heaven. We're trying to bring heaven down to the earth. That is to say, that we want to make a Dira Lo Yisbarach V'Tachtayinim, a dwelling place for Hashem here in this world. That's the idea of Mashiach and Geula, to bring godliness, to reveal godliness here in our world. May it happen immediately, especially through your learning and your davening and your mitzvahs, especially learning about Mashiach and Geula, and davening for the Yidden all over the world, especially in Eretz Yisrael, especially the IDF soldiers who are in the middle of a very serious battle. And there are many people injured and so forth. And we want them to have a quick recovery. And of course, we would like to have that all the people that were killed should have Techiyas HaMesim. The coming of the Geula may it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.